Buffalo defense kept the Kansas City offense out of the end zone. The Chiefs struggled to get over 200 yards of offense, and yet it's another Bills loss, despite the heroics on the defensive side of the ball.
Outstanding. You know, that's what they've been doing for us all year. You know, and we got to help them on offense. You know, whenever we give up 14 points on offense and those guys are playing as hard as they are, you know, it's hard not to accept the blame and, you know, apologize to those guys for what they're doing and how well they're playing. And we still find a way to lose a game for us on offense.
In the sense of where he's putting it, I mean, it was a good job by the defense, but wasn't good enough to get the W.
Defense, I feel like we played really well. We didn't need to give up. It sucks to give up that field goal late because we needed to put our offense in good position. But, you know, until that, I think we played really well.
Well, if you want to be a good defense, you have to be able to play well on sudden change. We really wanted to, continue to get the ball back to our offense. I mean, you know, Freddie and CJ and the offensive line, I mean, they did a great job running. Team's, been statistically one of the better defenses this year. And, they were able to control the game.
In the Buffalo locker room, Bills defenders were not all that interested in talking about what they did. They were more interested in talking about what they did not do, create turnovers.
Yeah, I think we got a good defense, but like one thing their defense did, they got turnovers and scored. So I think that's what we needed as a defense. I just felt like we needed a play on defense to turn the game around for the offense. But we never got that.
We made some good plays on defense, but like I said, at the end of the day, they get points off of turnovers. We didn't create any turnovers. That's the difference in the football game.
You know, we got to get more turnovers on defense. And get better field position for our offense and capitalize on opportunities when we get them.
You got to give props to Kansas City. I mean, their defense went lights out. That's the kind of defense we need to start having, is causing more turnovers. I think that's one of the things that really didn't help our team tonight or today, was not having turnovers like Kansas City did.
One of the signature defensive performances for the Bills so far this season, and yet it's another loss. But it is a defensive performance that should keep these players hungry for more down the stretch.
The frustrating thing, and I think everybody's frustrated, is, we go in and, we turn on the film on Sunday, and what we see is not 3-6.
Right.
It's just always, it's every game. I mean, it's, play here or play there. And,
right.
And nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to let you win. Even, when you go out and you play really well both sides and really kind of, control the game. But, the ball bounce is funny. And, sometimes you got to overcome those things, and we got to keep grinding. We got to keep working and knowing that we're doing the right things. We're headed the right way. And, we just got to keep the door down and go win one football game. Just one. Let's go win one football game. And the next week, let's just win one more. I think that's what we need to focus on.
Great thing about football is next week we got another opportunity ahead of us. So, you just got to take it like that. This one's in the past, and then we just got to get back to work. We got another opportunity next week against Pittsburgh.
We're just not catching a break. We're so close that, we're wondering where our break's going to come. But it's going to come soon. It's still got a long season left. Still got 7 games left, and we're gonna try our hardest.
With the Bills in Orchard Park, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.